got a cornmeal, both today and in the days gone by. Would you describe some of them? For example, did your parents or grandparents ever tell you about ash cake?
Well, they both made bread, and then we had what my grandmother used to make, muffin bread and crackling bread and just plain hoe cake bread. And corn sticks, various ways to cook it, especially when you haven't got any other food. Well, it's a hoe cake is the corn cone is usually thicker, and the hoe cake is thinner and spread out. Yes.
You use the term corn dodger here?
Sometimes I do, yes, sir.
What is that? Corn dodger is same as a hush puppy?
Yes, they're similar to the hush puppy.
They're fried, are they?
Yes, sir.
And the dumpling is dumpling.
Well, that dumpling is when you make what you call a dumpling pie. You cook it with some kind of meats like chicken. There's things that you can use.
And cornmeal?
Yes, you can do that. Cornmeal or either flour.
And your grandparents, your parents, never had any ash cake?
Not that I recall the name of ash cake.
And if you boil cornmeal in water, what comes with that?
Mush.
And baked bread made out of white flour. What do you call that bread?
Made out of white flour? Biscuits.
And if it's in a loaf, you call it? You ever call it light bread?
Yes, but they have different types of it.
You stock bread in the store here?
Yes, sir.
Would people call that light bread?
Yes, sir.
And a round, flat pastry about so big and with a hole in the center.
Donut.
Never call them fried cakes. And what do you call the round flat cakes that you make with white flour? You eat them for breakfast with syrup?
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to call them batter cakes?
Yes, they call them batter cakes, pancakes. Mm-hmm.
And meat from the side of a hog that's salted but it isn't smoked?
Well, they call it side meat, and sometimes they call it breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. And if you press meat from a hog jowl or the head, call that
hog head cheese.
And what's the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
That's the seed, the kernel.
And in the middle of a peach?
The seed.
And if the meat in the peach breaks away from easily, it's kind of peaks with that.
Thank you.
If the meat comes away, or how about if the meat sticks to this, to the seed or the kernel?
Well, we have the Alberta peach, but some of them don't come away as good as